Okay, do you want to read us back into open session?
Whereas the Coburn Town Council has convened in closed meeting on this date pursuant to an affirmative recorded vote and in accordance with the provisions of the Virginia Freedom of Information Act, and whereas Section 2.2-3712 of the Code of Virginia requires a certification by the Coburn Town Council that such closed meeting was conducted in conformity with the Virginia law. Now therefore be it resolved that the Coburn Town Council hereby certifies that to the best of each member's knowledge, one, only public business matters lawfully exempted from open meeting requirement by Virginia law were discussed in closed meeting to which this certification resolution applies, and two, only such public business matters as were identified in the motion convening the executive meeting were heard, discussed, or considered by the Coburn Town Council. Carlos Collins.
Aye.
Jeff Kaiser.
Aye.
Devante Mooney.
Aye.
Joe Steele.
Aye.
Sharon Steele.
Aye.
Okay, we're back in open session now. Is there any action resulting from closed session?
There is. I just don't know how to phrase it. Do I need to do both of them separately, or can we do it at one time?
I think you adopt the new payroll Bible that we have in front of us, and I think that covers everything.
So, I make a motion.
Go in effect on the date? The 16th?
Yes.
15th on Thursday.
Right, 15th.
16. 16th. So it starts on the 16th.
New paper starts on the
16th. I make a motion that we accept the new employee document, pay scale, to take effect on the 16th day of October.
Okay, there's a motion and second on the floor to adopt the new employee document, payroll document, effective October 15, 2020. Is there any discussion? Hey, Kathy, if you'd do a roll call, please.
Carlos Collins.
Aye.
Jeff Kaiser.
Aye.
Devante Mooney.
Aye.
Joe Steele.
Aye.
Sharon Steele.
Aye.
Okay, motion carries. Is there anything else resulting from closed session? Okay, hearing nothing else, the last item on the agenda is council comments and concerns. Mr. Collins.
No comments.
Hey, Mr. Mooney.
Hey, Jimmy, I'm glad you're feeling better. And looking forward to you being back to work on Monday. And then hopefully my little guy back at school. And to all of our employees, see how we're doing a good job.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Steele.
Appreciate everything that everybody does in keeping us moving forward.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Steele.
Echo what everybody's already said. Thank you.
All right. As we, you know, briefly touched on tonight with Chief Hawkins, just to inform everyone again that the Halloween is going to be at your discretion at the house. I think that's on our Facebook page. And if those of you who have not shared that, I would ask that you share that post with everyone. Those folks that want to participate in Halloween, please leave your lights on. If you're not participating, please leave your lights, front lights off. And then that way people will know, and I hope that everyone that does go out trick-or-treating remains safe, practice social distancing. I'm very sorry that, you know, we're not going to be able to do Jeepers Creepers or the Trunk or Treat with the fire department this year. But as we discussed prior, I think for the health and safety of everyone involved, that we need to postpone that, which we've already done. So a happy trick-or-treating to everyone, and I hope you guys get a lot of candy and treats. Let's see. There was something else. What was it? That should take care of it, I guess. Motion to adjourn. Motion to take any discussion. All those in favor of adjournment, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
I heard a lot of ayes there. Any opposed? Motion carries. We're adjourned. Thank you, everyone.